810, but that's close enough. Brian, you're a bum.
You don't care.
Can you hear Stuart out here in there, Oswald?
Hey, Drew?
Yeah?
All I got to say is you're stupid. Well, I'm sure there's an obvious connection here that I'm not catching. I mean, I know it's obvious. It's staring me in the face. It's probably like, you know, look at the most obvious place when something's so obvious it's too obvious and you don't see it.
Moo.
All I got to say.
Tyler, you're a bum. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. All I got to say is you're stupid.
Drew, you're a power pig.
He only wishes.
Yes, there is no more. Just one.
Hey, Drew?
Yeah?
Okay, I helped April lose weight, Cappy.
You helped April lose weight?
Don't you remember when she's a little pudgy?
She's still... I haven't seen her for, like, 8 years or 7 years. The last time I saw her, she still was.
No, not now.
Really? I didn't know that.
36, 24, 36,
K. You're kidding.
Yeah, I'm kidding, but it sounded good.
I just say, no wonder John's not happy. She's getting phone calls. You're not a friend of Randy Gross.
You're not associating me with Randall the Vandal, are you?
Yeah, you know, the guy that drives the school bus.
Boy, that's a low blow. That's a low blow.
Okay, tell me this. Were you ever part of a Randy raid?
The hell's a Randy raid?
Oh, Cookie, you missed all this good stuff.
Went down?
Say what?
You mean like when somebody's antenna came down?
Yeah, and there was like a six-car caravan across the lawn?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Okay, now were you there on the one that I was on? There was one that I was on. I was like one of the middle cars, and Randy came out. Randy came out and went for my car with a baseball bat. I had the 65 Ford.
Are you sure you had the Ford, not the Comet?
Yeah, no, that was later. This was the summer of 80. This was the big green Ford with the speakers.
I can't remember, but that's like 11 years ago.
No, Cookie, you missed all of this. This was good stuff.
Hey, Drew, both of us were hammered back then.
Oh, did you know, there was a certain young female that used to operate the radio quite frequently. Lived over off of 110th in Oxborough. Did you know her?
You don't mean, what's her name? Jenny Johnson?
And her friend with the radio.
Wasn't that a half-sister or something?
I don't know what the deal, but yeah, okay, yeah, Holly and Jenny, yeah.
Rajo.
Jenny lives down in Tampa now, by the way.
Jenny and I kind of goofed around a little bit.
Jenny and everybody kind of goofed around a little bit.
Naughty, naughty.
You remember when she had her 70 Chevy?
No, that was later. I didn't see much of her after about... 79, 80 was it. Later on, then I didn't see much of her.
Well, do you remember the gal moved across the street from Jenny?
Drew, sexy.
No, I never knew her. Hold on, who said that?
707.
Oh, you silly girl. You missed a good party last night.
Sorry to hear that. Did you have fun?
Yes, but you weren't there. It would have been better if you were there.
Oh, well, I had fun too, and I'm sorry I missed it.
It was a good time, but you weren't there, and I had nobody to teach me how to dance, so...
Well, we'll still get you on that one.
Hey, Drew?
Yeah?
Well, I'm just going to let you reflect for a while, Roger.
Well, when do I have the pleasure of speaking to you again?
Real soon, Power Pig.
Okay, well, I would appreciate this. You're not going to let me go back to Florida hanging, though, are you?
Well, I'm down in Lauderdale enough.
Are you serious? Do you hear me on ground wave from down there?
Well, you turn your, you know... I hope you're not kidding.
No, I'm serious, because I don't run that much when I'm talking up here. I don't run that thing wide open. I only run a couple hundred watts.
I thought you had 500 down there.
Actually, it's about 3, but...
but I don't run that much because you don't need it to get up here.
You make it to Lauderdale.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't think I was making it that far on ground wave.
You're not.
Is Dana really married now?
Yeah, she got married in last May. She lives in Arkansas.
Didn't she have a kid?
No.
You sure?
Yes. She was real straight. She never, nah, she never messed around.
No, I'm talking about after she's married now with me.
No, 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 no. She's only been married since May of this year, silly.
But isn't she pregnant?
No, not that I know of. Not that she knows of.
You don't know about it, then I'm not going to tell you. I'd be surprised.
Oh, okay.
Act surprised, whatever.
Give it up and tell each other who you guys are.
I just like your fur and dark hair, I'm clear.
This is strange. This is really strange.
New power peg.
Yes, you rang.
Why don't you crack open some tunes or something up here? Do a radio show for us.
Why don't I do what?
Do some, you know, play some music or do a radio show.
I'm in awe, man. I can't speak. I'm still in total awe of this, what has just happened.
Drew, get the dick out of your mouth and you won't have any problems.
Drew, do you know who that person was you're talking to?
No, I certainly don't.
Your fucking head better know who the hell I am, Drew.
Not you, the other guy. Dave, you bomb.
How about it, Fisher?
My question is, why don't you ever answer me when I talk to you?
Ooh, somebody's talking tough. Ooh, someone's talking tough.
Must be, because he doesn't know who I am, obviously.
Talk to me one of these days.
Well, I'm home during the day all the time, but, you know, where do you guys go? Upper Side Man or Lower? I used to go down to Lower and you're never there, and then everyone says you went to Upper.
Yeah, we run Upper now because we had problems with Mexicans.
I see. What is it? What are we going to? Delta 15, slide it up or down?
Down 5.
Down 5, so you're still tossing the same place except for Upper.
Roger. And the propagation these days, it's in all day, from mid-morning till sunset.
Well, what's your hours?
I don't know. I get on and off.
I mean, are you at work during the day? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm home every day. Until, you know, every day, Monday through Thursday, I'm home 4 days a week. So, I mean, just give me some time for my CPR.
Okay. Yeah, I pop on and off of there. There's a bunch of us that run up there. You'll hear somebody up there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bimbo.
Drew, he come over my parking lot, call.
Drew, who come over my parking lot? Real poor audio. Real poor audio on the music. Excellent choice of music there. Do like the Outlaws, but very poor audio.
Drew chews on purple popsicle sticks.
Ooh, ooh, somebody's talking tough. Ooh, that hurts my feet. Oh, man.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, we be doing.
Rajo.
On the Majo. Night flight, did you just get on?
Yep. Well, actually, I've been on for a little bit. But I did just get on. I heard ponytail number 3 out there a while ago, though.
Yeah, I heard him too, man. There was two of them out there. But no, you missed the big interrogation. There's a guy on here, this totally freaks me out. A guy on here knew me way back when. You know, like when I was 16, 15, anywhere from 14 to 19. He knows, you know, what car I was driving at what time, where I was working, who I was going out with, who my friends were, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Maybe he's a psychic.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, that's what I said. Not after all these years, the truth comes out. Centuries, it's a refrigerator pig. Somebody got a refrigerator pig.
I do.
Oh, those things are great, man. When I worked at Radio Shack, that was 2 years ago when those things first came out. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Do you have one of your own?
Yeah. No, I'll recognize that voice, that sound anyway, that
Hey, Drew.
Yes, sir.
Remember when you sold a Tenelec, to somebody, and like in the 1983 or so? To somebody?
Uh-huh.
I was in the driveway with them.
I remember that vividly. I don't remember who was with them, but I definitely remember who bought it, because it was the day before I took off to go to Colorado.
You don't remember the important person that was there?
I remember who purchased it. I didn't think... No, because he was driving his Camaro, if I remember right.
Well, I'm going to call your bluff. Who was it?
Who was driving the Camaro?
Yeah.
Chris.
Joe. We went up in the red screaming machine.
Yeah, and it screamed all the way up and down my street, especially up in the circle. Everybody liked to come over here and do that. I think that's why Carlene got so many lawn deeds.
You remember that car?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that car well. It was very loud, if I remember right.
Well, Drew?
Yeah?
You know, did you ever think that we should have been in the sodding business after the two of us got done with a few yards out in Bloomtown?
We could have made a lot of money that way. Tell me this. Statute of limitations has long passed, so don't worry about it. Were you ever responsible for damage inflicted on lawn at this particular residence?
Not me, Drew.
Because for a while there was quite a bit of that going on.
Kind of like defamation of sod?
Yeah, and of course I was totally innocent. I don't know. I never did it to anybody else. I don't know why they did it to me.
I think it was those power pig hoofs doing it.
Oink, oink, as they say.
You weren't in cahoots with old Kevin Hannell out there in Prior Lake now, were you?
Are you as skinny as you used to be after you gained all that weight?
What now?
What did we used to call you a long time ago? Beanpole?
He still is. Yeah, but I've been there and back and forth. You wouldn't have said that if you saw me 2 years ago.
Yeah, but you remember when we called you Beanpole, all right?
Wouldn't be one of Vicky's friends, would it?
Vicky Rain?
Yes, very good.
No comment.
Are you smart enough to have one?
Because if I remember right, I'm thinking about who used to call me that. That sounds like a Lakeville term.
Like Rosebud?
I don't know anybody dumb enough to live out there except maybe you.
Dave, are you still on? Guess not.
Hey, you tulip pusher.
Say what?
Hey, Drew.
Yeah?
First time I met you on County Road 50 in Goldilocks, yard.
That was the first time you met me, eh? And judging by your voice, I don't think you're Monty Montana.
No, I'm negative. The place is kind of torn up, you remember?
Man, oh man. See, it's like, this goes through so, there's so many different circles involved here. It's wild.
Well, the porch is kind of like a mess.
That whole house was a mess. Correction, that whole shack was a mess.
Bus being
parked out front.
Frank.
Go ahead.
About Chad, you buy the frequency tonight? About Chad. Anybody heard Chad on the frequency tonight?
He was on a little bit ago. I think him and Josh went somewhere.
Hey, okay. Definitely do appreciate it. Tell me, Marty's been trying to get
Roger. Yeah, he was on about half an hour ago.
Okay, I just tried to call his house, and his dad said he'd be back a little bit, and I thought, well, okay, I'll try to catch him on the frequency.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell him if I hear him.
Well, okay, catch me later. I'm getting slapped from another frequency. Have a fine one. Happy New Year. We're clear. 427 done.
Roger, same to you. 302 down here in the valley. We're standing by.
Andrew?
Yeah.
Are you at your old AV-20?
Somebody's doing what?
1064.
Yeah, go ahead if you can hear me.
Are you at your old AV-20, Drew?
Yeah.
How about if I visit you in 20 minutes?
Okay, you're on. You're not gonna tear up my yard, are you?
Oh, that's the whole point, Drew.
Well, see, Mom and Dad kind of have a problem with that now. You know, before I could use the excuse, well, they're just kids, they don't know any better.
Yeah, but Mom and Dad are getting kind of old now, aren't they?
22? Yeah, that's what I mean. They wouldn't really be up for that.
Okay, then we'll camp.